This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report by the United Nations says the biggest barrier to fixing climate change is politics. CU Boulder professor Max Boykoff contributed to the report. He spoke with CPR's Colorado Matters.
We need to address this and confront it for what it is. And we need better building codes. We need better urban planning. We need better vehicle efficiency standards, carbon pricing, low carbon infrastructure. And this is about policy. This is about leadership going forward.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency wants the Northern Front Range reclassified as a severe ozone violator. CPR Sam Brash reports the region has repeatedly missed deadlines to improve local air quality.
Ground level ozone is associated with asthma attacks, premature death, and even lower birth weights. After years of steady improvement, pollution levels are now back on the rise in Metro Denver. The EPA says the state needs to take action. A downgrade would require hundreds of businesses to obtain new air pollution permits. Gas stations will also be forced to sell cleaner burning, pricier gasoline, most likely in 2024. The move must survive a public comment period before it's finalized. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's new 8th Congressional District north of Denver is 40% Latino residents, and both political parties believe they could decide the outcome of this fall's election. State Democratic Chair Morgan Carroll.
While the Latino community there is no monolith by any stretch, that community has the power to decide the outcome not only for the 8th Congressional District, but the CU Board of Regents in the 8th District and the State Board of Education in the district.
The new 8th District includes Commerce City and Greeley and parts of Adams, Weld, and Larimer counties. Former NBA and Denver Nuggets star Wayne Cooper has died. Cooper played for several teams and with the Nuggets for five seasons in the 1980s. He retired from the court in 1992. This is CPR News and KRCC.